tales from another broken.
Green Day, 2004, time travel.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on time travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special, you're so fucking special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here, I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body and a matching soul. I want you to notice when I'm not here. You're so freaking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whistle solo. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so motherfucking special.
Waitress, can I get the special?
But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. It's time travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. tonight. Tonight.
Thank you.
90s here on Time Travel, Smashing Pumpkins with Tonight Tonight. I remember my friend John loved the Smashing Pumpkins. He was working at a car dealership, and he'd come home and he'd have a big pint of Ben and Jerry's, and we'd blast Smashing Pumpkins. He loved them. That's for John out there in Western Massachusetts. Dealer's choice today here on Time Travel, which basically means I'm playing what I want to play, plus a bunch of stuff that you asked me to play before the show. That's what I'm doing. 855-915-WMFO is the normal listener line here. Not sure if it works. Maybe work, maybe not. You can private message me. You can send me a thing on DJ WMFO chat here on the station, WMFO.org. If you're looking for past shows from the last couple weeks, you can download them for free on WMFO.org. Go under the schedule. I've been here since 2007. Can you believe it? I've never left. I put a cot over in the corner. They chain me up. They give me some bread, maybe a little water, Gatorade every now and then. Doctor comes in, makes me cough every now and a while, make sure I can go back on the radio. And that's it. How about something from Scooby-Doo's? From Scooby-Doo's Snack Tracks, this is Austin Powers with one of my favorites, Love the World. I was going to give a little more intro than that, but I don't really want to. So here it is. Maybe I'll talk about it after. Maybe I won't, but here it comes. I'm going to do this before every song until 7 p.m. I've got a lot of listeners right now. I'm looking to get less just to make it more manageable for myself. Ba-da-da, ba-da. So like Scooby and Shaggy would be making like a giant sandwich and then they'd put that on.
Looks like we've got another mystery on our hands.
We sure do. It's why is it still going? That's the frickin' mystery. Mystery solved, everybody, here at WMFO. Chris Earl took care of it for you. Hey, if you're still at work, it's 4... What the hell time is it? It's 5:14 in the evening. I'm getting dyslexic. All of a sudden, I can't see the clock anymore. I'm reading it backwards. I'm like 4:15 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:14, everybody. Now it's 5:15. Do you remember when you used to call a number and you'd be like, at the sound of the beep, it'll be 5:15 beep? And yeah, you could. There was a number for that. You could call for the weather. You could call movie line. It wasn't even movie line. It was the actual theater. You'd be like, Showcase Woburn. Here's Jaws on 7 screens. Now, there was one screen. Jaws at 12 p.m., 1:30 p.m., 2:15 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., 8:30 p.m., 10 p.m., midnight. Jaws 2 now showing on screen 2 at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. On screen 3, Jaws 3D showing at midnight. Be like that, yeah? And who wouldn't want to see like Jaws 1, 2, and 3 at the theater? I want to just buy a theater to do that. If it didn't cost so much goddamn money, you know? One of my friends today told me his favorite bar's closing out in there in Lawrence. And I'm like, oh, man, that's too bad. He's been going there for years and years. Lots of beers were flown. Lots of beers flowed there. The beers are still flowing. But they got, like, good chicken. You can get a lasagna every now and then. It's a good bar. I'm not going to shout it out because it's, you know, I don't do that. You're not really supposed to, you know. But it's Jay Bryan's in Lawrence. Anyway, Chris Earl's here with you until 7 p.m., and you're thinking, what am I listening to here? I don't know. It's dealer's choice. I'm going to put on whatever the hell I want or whatever you want to listen to. You're going to send me a message. You can do your DJ chat, WMFO. That takes priority number one. Somebody called in and said, can you play Love is King by Sade? That was on Monday, so they're probably not listening, but if they are, I'll play Love is the King by Sade. Just text me again. Otherwise, you're going to get this. It's the Dirty Panties with Wet. I should probably give a little backstory for that. But let's listen to it first. Here we go. The Dirty Panties with Wet. All right. It's the Dirty Panties with Wet. I was just thinking, you know, the summer's been so wet. And for some reason, I'm always going out to get the mail. And I put on my sandals and I got my socks on. So I got my socks on. I throw on a little pair of sandals because I don't want to put a... I'm lazy, you know. I don't have the slippers to slide on. I got like some old sandals that I like to put on and I go outside. But I also got my socks on. And of course, the grass is all wet. So the socks get wet, and I come back inside. I'm like, ooh. And then I sit outside on, like, I got a chair outside, you know, that I like to sit on. Maybe I'll have a little smoke or something, have a drink, looking outside at the neighbors, you know. Maybe I'll sit out there every now and then. But, of course, since it's been raining so much this summer, I sit out on a thing, and, of course, my ass gets all wet. And I'm like, my ass has been wet all summer. And I'm like, all right, I got to find a song. Maybe there's a song called Wet. And I found that one. It was the only one called Wet and was the Dirty Panties. So good for them. You get played today on Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford. I know what you're thinking. What kind of garbage is next? What kind of garbage is this? It's this type of garbage. Here you go. Garbage, WMFO, Medford. Yeah, it's good stuff. That's garbage here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 7 p.m. It's all requests today and dealer's choice. I'm playing what I want for you, and I've got high energy here going on right now. Fun stuff. I'm going to go back to the 70s here with a song from the main ingredient that I like to play so often.
So you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool.
such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Than any ocean, it clouds your mind with emotion.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby,
it may be factual, maybe cruel.
I wanna tell you that
everybody plays the fool.
How can you help it when the music starts to play and your ability to reason is swept away? Oh, heaven on earth is all you see. You're out of touch with reality, and now you cry. But when you do, next time
never tell your soul in school.
I wanna say it again.
And everybody plays a fool.
Listen to me, baby.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes. No exception.
No exception to the rule.
It may be factual, maybe cruel.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh my God, the main ingredient here on Time Travel with Crystal. I got some serious feedback there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? That's a first for me. Jeepers crow. That was crazy. Anyway, Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 7 p.m. or I blow my goddamn eardrums out. I think this next one is, I'm just playing as Joe Walsh, Life of Illusion here on Time Travel.
Oh, Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
I like that Charlize Theron. She's all right. She's a little nutty, but yeah, she's pretty good. Here's some U2. Love is bigger than anything in its way. Unless you're like Brendan Fraser in The Whale. He was pretty big in that. I was like the only one laughing during that movie. It's like, I'm a big dude, but like when he goes in there and he's eating like two slices of pizza, like together he takes a slice of pizza. Like he's upset because like his daughter doesn't like him anymore or something, and he's having heart failure, and he's basically sits in his house all day, and he sits around the house. You know what I mean? He's a big boy, sits around the house. They asked Brendan Fraser, "What do you want on your hamburger?" He said, "A hot dog." He's that fat. You go to the McDonald's just to watch the numbers change with him. You know what I mean? But anyway, he's a professor, and he's teaching the kids. And he doesn't show his face because he's over 600 pounds. And it's like, this is the only thing we could still do. We could still fat shame people. And it's like, that's not fair. I'm like, I'm a big boy and I'm a man. I guess you could still fat shame me. It kind of sucks. But anyway, he's eating a slice of pizza. And it's like, what do you want on that slice of pizza? He throws another slice of pizza on there. And then he opens up like a side drawer. And he's got like a Snickers and Ring Dings and like Pop Rocks. And he just goes nuts. He just has like an eating fest. And like everybody in the theater is like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was laughing. I was laughing my balls off. I thought it was just great. And I'm just like, man. I went out and I ordered a pizza after that movie. Anyway, love is bigger than anything in its way, except for Brian, except for The Whale. Brendan Fraser. Now, I could have ended that a little better, but who cares? Why didn't that start? It didn't start. Well, Steely Dan.
Precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of mine?
money and I spend a lot of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. As Rolling Stones' Dandelion from the album Flowers, or Singles, or 40 Licks, or Greatest Hits, or More Hot Rocks. Basically, the Stones put that on like 7 or 8 different albums. Oh, I like that little end in there. That's a little creepy. I never noticed that before. Anyway, pardon me. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. I was going to play U2 for you, and then all of a sudden it just like jumped, and then I played Steely Dan, so I skipped over U2. So I'm going to play some U2 next for you, and then a little Knock on Wood. I got some Eurythmics coming up, and some other things. We're here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. It is Dealer's Choice today. I'm playing whatever the hell I want, plus a few things that people have been sending in to me on the private message. You can go to WMFO.org and chat with me right now up until 7 p.m. Here comes U2. I gave that great intro with Brendan Fraser being fat and all that, but here it is. It's a love song. As you too. They're playing Vegas this year. They got the big spear out there at the Venetian. Looks pretty cool. It's going to be expensive, but it's going to be a lot of fun. If anybody gets out to Vegas, you two will be there. I just hope that Larry and Adam showing up. You haven't seen them in like 2 years. Where the hell's Larry and Adam? They're just taking a break. You see The Edge and you two doing everything together, but Larry and Adam, like, where are they? They're just curiously missing. I hope they don't replace them for the U2 shows in Vegas, but who knows? I went out to Vegas a couple years ago to go see David Lee Roth, and the bastard just canceled, like, the night before. Like, whatever. Still had fun. It was New Year's show. And I've got a collector's item. It's a lanyard that says David Lee Roth at the Hard Rock or whatever the hell it was, and supposedly it was going to be his final show, but he never played his final show. He just quit. So who knows what's up with him? But he was a great frontman. Maybe I'll play some Van Halen in a minute. Right now, I'm going to tell you about what I did over the past week. I had a barbecue, which was nice. Had a flood last week. Still fixing the flood and moving stuff around there. But I also went out on a boat, finally, I've been out on a boat. I went on a whale watch. That was fun. But I went on another boat. I went out with my brothers, and we had a nice Saturday morning/afternoon going out in the boat. And it's always fun just to go on a boat and just wander the hell around. And that's what we did. And we went under and we saw some planes and we had a couple of drinks and we had a little snack or two. We missed breakfast, but that was all right. We did just fine. It worked out just fine. And this is what you think of when you go out on a boat.
Champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flippin' floppies. I'm flippin' burgers, you at Kinko's, straight flippin' cabbage. I'm riding on a dolphin, doing flips again. Dolphin splashing, getting everybody away. But this ain't SeaWorld, this is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, don't you ever forget.
I'm on a boat and it's going fast and I got an nautical theme, patch me to Afghan. I'm the king of the world. Show, then you show, not me, oh.
Get the gut. This boat is real.
Hey, bye, if you can see me now. Arms spread wide on the starboard bow. Gonna fly this boat to the moon somehow. Like Kevin Garnett, anything is possible. We'll be right back.
One of my favorite Van Halen tunes from Van Halen 2. That's DOA, Dead or Alive. David Lee Roth in the front seat on that one. Next up is the Eurythmics. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Queens, all the stupid papers and the stupid magazines. Sweet dreams are made of anything that gets you in the scene. And it feels like I'm 17 again. Yeah, it feels like I'm 17 again. Yes, it feels like I'm 17 again.